Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Wednesday morning with the Phils. They got on the right side last night, and they really got on it early. You know, jumping on that Blue Jays pitcher, 6 runs in the first, and obviously a great job of the Phils, Sanchez as well. So we'll get into the Phils as they bounce back in a very good way. And Bryce Harper, of course, played, which was outstanding.
And homered.
That's right. Vic Fangio, he spoke a lot yesterday. So did others. We'll get to that. There was a lot from the Vic Fangio thing yesterday on the Eagles defense, obviously, for the coming season. Look, those two things, heavy focus today, some other things as well with you at 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
A chicken once lived for 18 months without a head.
What?
I mean, yeah, that is a what?
Back in the 1940s, Mike the Chicken.
I don't buy it.
But how many wings did he have?
Yeah, I love when Joe is just like, nope, I'm out on this.
I am out on that one. I mean, what's the... According to who? What idiot? I mean, really.
Great reaction.
And John, you report this stuff to the public. Like, who are you?
Nice use of report.
I'll tell you who he's not. He's not Edward R. Morrow.
The original.
See, James.
Good night and good luck.
Did anybody under the age of 75 get the Edward R. Morrow?
They should, you know?
They should. All right. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Boring people get
that. Yeah, I know. All right. So, no, not boring. Older. All right. So, we got a lot to do. Like, really nice job by the Phils. Bryce, right back in the swing of a tray with big damage last night. So a very, and you know what? I mean, to me, and it's great to talk about the hitters, and they did wonderful work. But, you know, starting pitching. I mean, you get a great starting pitch game, and they did from Sanchez, 6 innings, 1 run. That's typically a formula to win, and it worked. And so I hope people feel a little bit more calmed down. Look, in the end, we're going to find out in October how this team sinks or swims. I mean, the reality is the prior 4 days, games, shows you things can end fast because you can lose 2 or 3 games in a row, or in this case, 4 games in a row, and get zipped out. But I will contend, and I will maintain contending, that with this starting pitching, this is going to be a Phillies team that's going to be a team to be reckoned with in the postseason. Now, they might be reckoned to knock down 3 days, but they also might go for 3, 3.5, 4 weeks and win the whole thing. I was happy with the Phils last night. Obviously, you can weigh in, 215-592-9494. We encourage you to do so. It was a great job
Trey's
by Bryce.
Trey's defense looks a lot better when he just goes yard.
Right.
And then goes yard.
And Bomer with maybe his best defensive play of the season last
maybe
night.
Maybe ever. Yeah. How about
maybe
that? Was awesome.
Ever. Maybe ever. All right. So
cat-like.
The whole Phils thing is on the table. And jump in at 215-592-9494. Let's get to the Eagles, John. So if everyone listening right now missed the Vic Fangio press conference, it was a pretty lengthy one for the offseason. We're going to play big chunks of it as we move through the show. There's a lot to get into, from Jihad Campbell to Cooper DeJean to the safeties and the cornerbacks and like all this stuff. So know that we'll be playing it as we move forward. John, let's just start with this. I'm going to throw this out to you and everyone at 215-592-9494. What stood out to you the most? Because this is debatable what the biggest headline was.
I learned all sorts of stuff.
What hit you the most, John?
Vic Fangio does not sound concerned with base at all. He went so far as to say when he was asked about Jordan Davis coming back, oh, that wasn't my decision. He said, well, how did he say it exactly? Oh, that's not me.
Well, Howie makes those calls, yeah, which he does.
I didn't have anything to do with that decision. That's Howie's. Bringing him back, that's Howie's choice. He got almost, game show hosty up there. Hey, how many snaps you think we were in base last year?
Right.
He's asking the press conference.
Yep.
How many snaps you think we were in base last year? And the answer was 160. And when you look elsewhere, I mean, that number, I guess it depends on how you add it up, but somewhere close to 88%
yep.
of the time they were, in base.
Yep.
Not in base. They were in nickel or dime. Sorry. They were in base 12% of the time.
Yep.
Think about that.
Yeah, it's not much.
12%
so what you're saying
is, so that's Jordan Davis at nose tackle. That's when you have him inserted into the game. I thought it was fascinating when we found out that last season a lot of why they were in nickel so much is because of the way Cooper DeJean burst onto the scene and his comfortability and his ability to play that nickel spot. Their defense permutated into a lot more nickel, including the edge guys liked rushing from a nickel DN spot more than the wider base 3-4 spot, which I thought. I don't know.
John,
as
you got you got really deep.
I was not expecting any of this.
All right, let me just jump in, ladies and gentlemen. The single biggest thing that stood out from the press conference yesterday is that Jihad Campbell, the rookie first round draft pick, may not be ready for the start of the season.
And Kobe Dean definitely won't.
Yeah, we're gonna get to that in a second. Wow. Number one, Campbell might not be ready. Now, Vic Fangio didn't say it, but what he did say is he did say is that Jihad Campbell's not going to practice till August. And by the way, he didn't say early August. He didn't say late August. He didn't say mid-August. He just said August, which obviously means it could be any portion of August, which if it is mid to late August, there's a really good chance Jihad Campbell's not going to be ready for the start. So just know with all the and look, guys, I'm not going gloom and doom here. That's not where I'm at today. But let's start drilling down on some realities. The Eagles got an incredibly talented player at a spot 31 that the otherwise would not have gotten him. Because teams pass on him because he's injured. He's still injured. Like, so just know that going in.
He's going to be an inside linebacker for us this year.
Yeah, we'll get to that also. But just know going in, like, we don't know when Jihad Campbell's going to play because the Eagles don't even know when he's going to play. That's number one.
Well, we have a great idea that once training camp starts and he's out there and able to play, we'll feel good about
not
the fact
be out there.
That
we don't know if
Jihad Campbell's not going to start the season, my guess. No. If I had to bet, 100%. I would bet Jihad Campbell probably isn't playing until week four or something like that. I had to bet on it, that's my guess.
Because he's not practicing.
He can't practice till August. Johnny's a rookie, too. He's never been in this system, all that.
So that's number one.
That does not mean...
Hold on.
It doesn't mean that he's unable to do anything. He's not practicing.
He's not practicing. All right, number two, Nakobe Dean. James, you heard the Nakobe Dean thing. Frame this for those who missed it.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to see Nakobe until mid-season or later. If I had to bet. Like, he used the phrase, we're not going to see Nakobe for a while, is what Vic said.
Like, think of it this way. He put August on Jihad Campbell.
Exactly.
He put no month on the Kobe Dean.
And we know that's a bad injury. It happened in January.
Yeah.
Like, I would, honestly, like, I think there's a better chance that Kobe Dean doesn't play this year than he makes a major impact
November
for the Eagles this year.
Yeah,
I would guess November,
saying.
December, come back. But then you're coming in mid-season off this. Like, I don't think Kobe Dean can be counted on for much this year.
I agree with that. So put another way, the biggest thing, if you want to boil those two things down into one, is that they've got a linebacker issue.
Oh,
I mean, Trott Jr. is the starter now, right?
Trott Jr. is the starter. Right now, Jeremiah Trotter Jr. is the starter. So I'll say this. It was a noteworthy press conference for early June to find out not one but two potential Eagle starters may not start the season. And I agree, James, with your assertion and Ray, your assertion. Nakobe Dean, who, you know, we all came to love last year after a couple of years. I mean, we liked him because you could tell he was admirable. But for a couple of years, he was not good, okay? Let's just be candid. Not good. And by the way, also not healthy at times. Is again not healthy. James, to your point, it's like a more serious injury than tearing your knee, for which he could come back probably much sooner, or at least sooner, maybe not much. So this is a situation.
You're talking about Nakobe Dean?
Nakobe.
He's talking about ACL.
Yeah,
he did tear his knee, technically.
But he's
talking about an ACL versus patellar, is the point.
Yeah.
Patellar's way worse.
Yeah, so the reality is that they got an issue there. And it'll be fascinating to see how they juggle this around. Yeah, I think Jeremiah
Trotter. We do have Smile Mondon. He did mention Smile
Mondon. That make you happy?
He's an outside linebacker. He actually said his name in this press conference.
Yeah.
You're making like we got no one else. There are other guys on this team.
Well, it's
who
not
play
good
linebacker.
To have two potential starters already, you know, not ready to rock and roll in June.
We don't know that. I'm excited to see Jihad out there, and that's August. That's training camp. They're waiting until training camp to let him practice. That's the way it is. He had surgery. It's okay. It's not. I don't want to be alarmist. I think you guys are being alarmist about Jihad
Campbell.
I'm
just reporting the facts.
No, we're just saying that don't expect him to start the season. Yeah. Like, this is not alarmist. He's still got a long career.
John, you expected Bryce Harper to play last week, and they lost four straight games without him.
Like, you got to admit, sometimes you expect players to play when they can't play.
Okay.
The Eagles are very cautious with injuries.
And I do expect this kid to want to get out there.
It's not a matter of what.
In John's defense, Cooper DeJean missed all of training camp last summer.
Yeah, and he played great. But not every rook does that.
He wasn't a starter till after the bye.
Exactly.
Cooper DeJean was
exactly.
That's my point. I think John Campbell could be a major player for the Eagles this year. I just don't expect him to start the season as a starter.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, Vic Fangio, you know, laid out yesterday. It's not all smooth. So, look, we'll take your reaction on all of it. What do you make? I mean, it's interesting to have two different players at the same position group, if you will. And as John said, Jihad Campbell, as Vic Fangio indicated yesterday, expected to start when he does get in there from an inside linebacker standpoint, not edge rusher guy. So that was noteworthy. And then the Cooper DeJean thing yesterday, they clearly don't know when in base defense where he's going to play. It could be outside corner, it could be safety. Now, as John indicated, Vic Fangio is basically saying, listen, we don't even play that type of defense that much. Let's not make that big a deal of it. But he did indicate to a large extent where Cooper DeJean plays is going to be based, and this is interesting, and we talked about this last week as a possibility, based on how the corners and the safeties do essentially like against each other. Like, it's not just corner versus corner or safety versus safety. It's corner group versus safety group. Where are they best? Where are they weakest? And Cooper DeJean might fill in where they're weakest.
If they're not good, he's going to play.
That's what it sounds like. Yeah. What we're factoring here is who's playing linebacker also.
Yeah,
because these players, these small...
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day at Chumba Day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. TNCs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Players, when we're in dime, you know, you're throwing a linebacker off the field and you're having a DB come onto the field to play linebacker like Cooper's so great at doing. So last year we went to smaller because we were so good at doing that because Cooper DeJean can guard a guy in both directions in the nickel, in the slot. He became a linebacker. This is what we're talking about. The linebacker position, the small linebacker spot is what he was so great at last year and part of why we won the Super Bowl. And so what we're hearing from Vic Fangio is like he's becoming a staple and we're going to build everything around the deficiencies of others where he can fill in.
Yeah. No, he's going to be out there a ton.
It's like a permutating the defense as it develops, like it did last season in season. We're going to watch it develop again this offseason with the new guys.
My gut feeling is that Cooper DeJean is more likely to play safety than outside corner. But we'll see. I mean, it's clearly to be determined. But I think they're weaker.
Well, that's a big
factor. At safety than corner. And I tend to think Cooper, and he's a great tackler, so you know he can play safety at an effective level. I kind of think that's where he'll be, you know, 15, 20% of the snaps.
Vic Fangio insisted on throwing Tristan McCollum's name in there into the mix. You know, when that's the competition, Tristan McCollum, Sidney Brown.
Right.
I don't know. It doesn't feel like that stiff competition the same way it is on the outside with the corners.
We're going to play for you a lot of this Vic Fangio audio. It's very interesting. Obviously, you can weigh in today, 215-592-9494. Also, your chance to win Phillies tickets. We'll get to that. We'll go through more of the Phillies game last night. Obviously, you can weigh in on a terrific bounce-back victory by the Phils. So all of it on the table today, 215-592-9494. Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP. All right, let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook, as always, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. You know, it's the best place to find all of your favorite player props, and right now you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. If you want to see if a guy's hitting that over consistently or maybe flirting with a potential triple-double, well, you can, because you can get all the latest stats right inside the app and see who is heating up. Once the game starts, well, that's when things get really interesting. Combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. And if you don't already have the FanDuel account, well, what are you waiting for? Get in on the action and get that FanDuel app. Very easy right there in your phone. Get started with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins at FanDuel.com/hammer. All the deals I tell you on a daily basis, always available for you at FanDuel.com/hammer. That's FanDuel.com/hammer, whether it is, as we've been talking right there, a little bit about baseball, or also, of course, with hockey, the final start tonight, basketball, the final start tomorrow, all the sports, all the games, all available for you at FanDuel.com/hammer. There's a Robert Plant documentary coming out sometime soon. I saw that featured recently, so that should be pretty good, or at least hopefully it's pretty good. Certainly great subject matter. NBA and NHL go to the finals today and tomorrow, so NHL tonight, NBA tomorrow. We'll see how America takes to two series that are, to say the least, a bit nondescript. If you remember LeBron.
A bit.
Yeah, a bit. Like, LeBron was in the finals 9 out of 10 years. Like, heyday, classic, prime LeBron, and now it's not. But anyway, some good teams, and we'll see how they fare over the next 2 weeks. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's also, when you call in today, give you a chance to win a pair of tickets. We're coming down near the stretch here giving away these tickets to a Phillies game next week. So we have a few more shows to give them away, but not many more, because this Phillies-Cubs game that we're going to as a show, and you can join us, is on Wednesday of next week. And it's an afternoon game. We love the afternoon games. 105 first pitch at Citizens Bank Park. For tickets to this or any Phillies game, get yourself to Phillies.com. All right, here's how we give away the tickets today. It's a little bit of a unique way today. So we're always looking for an answer from you. And we do want to, you know, hear from you on someone that's got some fame, but got some fame and got some greatness for something really random. And here's what I mean. So first off, Dr. Ruth, who passed away, I think about a year or two ago, was obviously famous as a sexologist. I mean, she was probably the most famous, like, sex advice giver in the world. And it's a pretty unique thing to become famous for. There's also, and I didn't even know this before the show, there was a, you know, Casanova. I think we've all heard the term Casanova.
Mm-hmm.
It was a real person. I know that. It was a real person, this Casanova guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess he was good with the ladies, and I guess Dr. Ruth could have evaluated his, capabilities.
She would have said, keep doing what you're doing,
Casanova. I would suppose so. She might even say, slide on over here for a moment. All right. I always wondered that about Dr. Ruth.
How frisky did she get?
Right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. So,
good.
So here's my point. In honor of Dr. Ruth and Casanova, who else is known for something kind of random? So, like, it can't be Michael Jordan for basketball, all right? There's a million people who play basketball. He happens to be the best. But, like, you got to be famous and great for something, let's call, not so typically discussed or not such a typical category. Whoever comes up with the best answer is going to win the Phillies tickets today. Mm. So think about it, guys, at 215-592-9494. Let me give you an example. One of our own here in Philadelphia, one of St. Joe's own, Joe Lenardi.
Oh, good answer. I
bracketologist.
Like that. Yeah, that's a good one.
He is the most famous in America for when you're approaching March Madness in February and March. He's the one that's like, this team's going to be in, this team's going to be out. This team should be in for this reason. This team should be out for that reason. Bracketologist, by the way, here's how we size them up. Like, he's famous for that. And he's been rocking it at ESPN for about 20 years. Most famous bracketologist in the world. Give us an answer kind of like that. Seltzer, I need a ruling. A guy like Sir Edmund Hillary who got to Mount Everest, not enough, right? Because he's like almost too well known, or like, or
I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe I don't think that he's too well
known. I think it would have counted. I would have counted.
Okay,
would have counted the basket.
So we will try to find, and you got
the line.
You got to find the line.
It's a thread the needle day.
Because I will. Here's what it's an argument for Sir Edmund Hillary. I don't know anyone else who's gotten to Mount Everest. Like, others have gotten there, but I don't know the names of anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he should count.
I think he should.
Okay.
Yeah, off the board
John Ritchie. Someone who's famous and great for something not such a typical category. What are you thinking?
You guys don't know a whole lot about yo-yoing.
No.
Shu Takada is unbelievable, okay. Guys. They have world championships in yo-yoing. And I don't know, like, you guys know that I do like yo-yo.
I know you do.
And I think I'm okay at it.
Yep.
These guys, like, the world championship in what's called 2A, it's one yo-yo in each hand.
Whoa.
This guy's a four-time 2A world champion. Okay. 2A, like, yo-yo. He's like Spider-Man. Okay. He is like Spider-Man with the web shooting in every direction. And it's miraculous. The artistic impression of the whole thing. Shu Takada.
Look, it makes sense.
The world's best yo-yoer.
Because I certainly know no others, and now we know this guy. Devin, as someone who's famous for something in the random category.
Well, he's known for eating. He's the only person I know who's a household name for eating a bunch of hot dogs, and that's Joey Chestnut.
Well, I like the answer. There's a couple others that come to mind. Okay. But no, Chestnut's a good answer.
I think it's a good answer.
It's a very good answer.
I just know other people in the world.
He's
famous for something random.
Joey Chestnut's the name that, like, if you think about which eating hot dogs is random.
It's a great answer.
Also eats wings.
And that's what I was saying about the wing eaters.
It's all too familiar.
Yes. No, I like the answer. Just the explanation. I thought there's a few more. All right, Seltzer, give me a good answer here.
I could go with a guy who could help Richie out right now with his new dog. How about Cesar Millan?
Ooh, I like that.
Joe, do you even know who he is?
I don't.
He's the dog whisperer. He's very famous for being like a dog. He had a TV show, the whole thing.
I have another major problem.
You need Cesar Millan going.
I don't know that Cesar can help me with this, but does anyone? I've been around dogs who snore. I've been, and it's cute. You know, sometimes
he's gonna. Yeah,
I've never been around.
I have a short-snouted dog too, and they snore louder than any human I've ever met.
He doesn't have to be sleeping. It's not unconscious snoring. It is during the day, every breath, deafening. Like, snoring.
I would just give him.
Is that such a thing?
I'd give him back.
Oh, my God. Listen,
Rhea. You know me pretty well at this point.
No.
I would not deal with it. I
love Carl.
That's why you're not an animal person.
Well, you
he's
don't want dogs.
Back,
like, of course you would.
There are thousands of reasons I'm not an animal person.
You're the one missing out. Everyone else here loves dogs. You're talking to the wrong group of people right now.
But
the
dog snoring.
Richie, I'm sorry to tell you, there's no cure for that.
Really? Like a position you can have?
My dog is 13 years old and he still snores.
It's the type of dog. It's what comes with a Frenchie? Yeah. Frenchie mix? Yeah.
No,
it's
he's going to
happen.
Look, I need great answers for someone well-known for something, or at least pretty well-known, someone great at something for something random. 215-592-9494. Rhea, what are you thinking?
Dick Button.
Yes.
Figure skating.
Yes.
Literally taught you what figure skating was about, and he did it. Like, he just ripped everybody.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Now, the one thing I'll say is figure skating has become more mainstream
but
the deeper we get into
like,
it. Back
then it
was not. You're right. Back then it was not. All right. Big answers abound. Think about it. That's true. The Olympics lend themselves to these type of answers.
They do.
I'm just going to say.
there was one I thought of, but I decided to leave it.
There are certain sports, now that I think about it, really famous in certain sports. We got some winning answers out there. All right, think about it, guys. 215-592-9494. Coming up, more on the Phils. Also, Vic Fangio, what he said about Jalen Carter yesterday, following up on what Jeremiah Trotter said 2 days ago on WIP about Jalen Carter. We'll get to that audio, your phone calls, and all these topics. Jota Cameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
A hotel can offer a great club or a bar resort. It could provide a high-end restaurant or a spa. But if you want it all, it's dining, bars, pool, spa, gaming clubs, and shows. It takes much more than the boardwalk. It takes a village. It takes a Borgata. If it takes the best dining tables under the same roof as the best gaming tables, if it takes one pool being just a dozen pool lengths away from the next, if it takes trying your luck and a new dish on the same night, if it takes room service and bottle service, it takes nothing short of a village to make your stay. So they built one, and they call it Borgata. Visit TheBorgata.com to learn more.
All right, good morning to you. Jota Cameron, John Rich, it is 94 WIP. This is a unique song.
Well, Jane's Addiction.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Really good, actually. All right, so Phillies are really good, but they didn't look like it at the end of last week. Got their act together last night. Nice job by Sanchez stepping in there for Wheeler. And effective game. As you heard in the update from Rhea, Bryce with the homer, and right before that, Trey with the homer. And then later in the game, Trey with another homer. It was one of those games, candidly, you just kind of knew it was over in the first inning.
It was 6-0. It was like, all right.
And it was nice to be on the other side of that feeling for once.
And it was 6-0 with Christopher Sanchez as the pitcher. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like 6-0 last year with Taiwan Walker as the pitcher last year. 50-50 chance you win. Like 50-50. Mm-hmm. But 6-0 and Sanchez, like, you're good. All right, let's go to the phones.
And Bryce looking sort of angry and focused and back with a vengeance.
Well, you know, part of what made that an impressive home run by Bryce in the first, he didn't even get it all, like, at all. Like, he didn't get full extension on that swing. And so for him to clobber, I don't say clobber, for him to get that thing out of the ballpark shows strength, which obviously he has, and skill, which obviously he has. All right, 215-592-9494. So Jahad Campbell's not going to practice till August. We'll see what that means for his status at the start of the season. You know, it doesn't seem like N'Kobe Dean's going to be in there anytime soon. So, they got some issues there at linebacker. It's going to be fascinating to see if Jeremiah Trotter Jr. is the starter. I would think as of now he probably is. We'll see. Also, what Vic Fangio said about Jalen Carter, we'll get to that in a moment. Ed in Phoenixville right now. Ed, good morning.
Good morning, team. I think you have a nice inventory of drop of the week material after that whole Dr. Ruth bit, would you say?
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, so really fascinating comments from Vic Fangio yesterday. He just kind of speaks to, you know, what he sees, and I mentioned yesterday about Cooper DeJean, sort of his flexibility to go between corner and safety. But what I'm really kind of curious about is, you know, second full year of Fangio as DC, like what they do with some of these mid to later round draft picks. I think they could, you know, surprise some people. You know, we've talked about Ty Robinson getting significant snaps at D tackle, but I would not be surprised if this kid, Mac McWilliams, get some snaps at slot corner. Like, he could potentially
definitely
have an interesting piece there. And you hear all the time about, you know, the Parcells guys from the mid to late 90s who just kind of came in and fit with the Jets and, like, the Patriots. And, you know, I think in Belichick guys, you know, by extension, you know, I think we're really going to see a lot of, you know, potentially some surprises from our rookie class this year. I mean, it's kind of an embarrassment of riches, to be honest.
Well, I gotta see the rookies play to know. I mean, that's my main takeaway. And obviously, last year was historic with the first two picks and what they contributed. But you know, that's not going to be on the regular.
We have, you know, Smile Mondon was mentioned yesterday by Vic Fangio. He's an inside linebacker that, you know, he's on the radar because he's now been mentioned. I think that's probably because they are so incredibly thin at the position. But I do think, you know, other names that were mentioned yesterday, guys, Azeez Ojulari was brought up by our defensive coordinator. Adoree Jackson was brought up by our defensive coordinator. Like, these are guys who need to factor in, you know, into our thinking.
Well, I think
they are veteran players who know where to be, how to be, and they can bring some of these young guys along with just, hey, guys, line up here when it's this look. It really is. There's a lot that can be said for a guy with the experience, even though it's experience with the New York Giants, who it's like a burning pit of hell.
In the defensive, that's right. In the defensive backfield, I think you got about six guys competing for one starting spot. It's just interesting. It happens to be at two different positions. But you got safeties and corners, and then as John's talking about up front with a guy like Ojulari. Hey, Ed, give me a great answer. You can win these Phillies tickets. Who's known for something kind of random?
How about famous tightrope walker Nick LaLenda?
Great answer.
Yeah.
That's a phenomenal
it is.
Answer.
That's an incredible answer.
And his family.
Yeah, the flying LaLendas, the whole thing. Yeah.
Now,
it's just their life.
Great at this.
Now, let me ask this, because Rhea, I was too young for this, but you would have been probably, you know, a kid when he was doing his thing across the vet at the start of seasons. Because my older siblings used to tell me, like, Bill Giles would bring him to the vet, I guess for like the opening days or something.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore.
From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
I mean, I was real little at the opening of the vet.
Opening days.
I was never there to see it, right. But obviously I heard about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just wild.
I can't watch that stuff.
Well, I've always wondered, and if someone out there is aware, please answer this, because I've wondered this my whole life. When the Phillies would bring a guy to walk across the top of the vet, did they clear out the sections beneath where he was walking that if he fell, he'd fall on people in the stands?
Oh.
I've always wondered that.
It's a great question.
I would think.
I think you have to, but at the same time, like, do you tell people they can't go to their seats before the game? No. You know what I mean?
I guess.
It's a weird thing. Is,
I know.
I always wonder.
Fascinating
thought.
Your
weird brain came up with an interesting one there.
He did it in 1972.
Yeah, if somebody was there, please let us know.
I'm looking at pictures.
Did they clear out sections beneath them?
What about if you could? I always think, like, have you ever seen those squirrel suits, like those flying squirrel type suits?
Yes.
Is this just my video game brain thinking that human beings can use those?
No, they're real.
Like, if you're going to do the tightrope walking thing, you could put on a flying squirrel style.
I think that defeats the whole purpose. The whole purpose is they're willing to die for this.
That's true. Right? But a lot of times that's represented by the whatever safety net underneath. So you could
potentially a lot of times they don't like
wear the flying squirrel suit without people knowing it's a flying squirrel
Do you guys see the movie Man on Wire, which is the documentary about the guy who walked between the World Trade Center buildings?
Wow.
Oh, it's great. Like the guy put up a tightrope between the two World Trade Center buildings and walked back and forth a bunch of times.
Actually crazy.
It really does feel crazy. Yeah. I don't feel like I'm that afraid of the height thing, but that feels like I don't think I could do that.
gust of wind. You know what I mean? Like a bad gust of wind.
No question.
You know?
A sneeze.
There's no question.
Does that sound exciting to anyone?
Not to me.
No.
Not at all.
I mean, it's kind of a little bit.
No, not for me.
Also crazy, and you know it's crazy, like too crazy to do. Intriguing.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Nope. I wouldn't do it a foot off the ground. I'm not walking on a tightrope.
Yeah, and today it's 7:20 AMA. You can ask us those kind of questions, like, would you want a tightrope, you know, on a high? No, my answer is no. AMA, Facebook, Twitter, and the text line, three ways that you can interact with the show. Get the questions in, make them some fun, good, creative questions about sports or otherwise. And we'll get to them at 7:20 today. Here's a question. Is it crazy that the New York Knicks fired their coach?
Wow.
After going further than they had in a quarter century. Is it crazy?
Well, he doesn't have a long shelf life. I get it. They haven't been relevant for a long time. But I would find him difficult to play for.
So here's to me, look, this is from afar, because obviously I'm not watching Knicks games game by game. I have a great friend who's a big-time Knicks fan. And he's been telling me for a couple years, and I've heard this nationally as well, that he just runs players into the ground by overplaying them.
Oh, he absolutely.
And
does
and
that.
an example would be when they won in the prior round and they had a comfortable lead in the fourth quarter. He pulled, if you remember, Doc Rivers when he had Joel out there versus Toronto that one time, up 29 points with 4 minutes to go, and Joel's face got broken for the 15th time in his career. he was doing that with the Knicks players. And it made and my friend was the whole playoff, the whole time, even when they were winning, calling for Tibbs to get fired. And it made me wonder, were the Knicks flat against the Pacers because their main guys were just cooked? A little cooked. Because I'll say this, on paper, I did not think the Pacers were going to beat the Knicks. I really didn't.
Nobody did.
I really didn't. And so when you see a team, you know, get taken out in six games with what you think is superior talent, is it because they were just a little overcooked? Maybe. So I know my buddy who's a big Knicks fan is thrilled that Tibbs got fired, but it is unusual. Team gets further.
Oh, people are shocked by it, but I was not surprised by it.
I wasn't either. At all. Based on what I had heard, yeah. I was not surprised. Anyway, the Tibbs thing, 215-592-9494. Speaking of hoops, we got a hoops and hockey question for you. Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. What's the Armin difference? It's simple. It's Armin's people, well-trained, friendly, and caring. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. First and only poll question of the day. Which finals are you more likely to watch? We've put these in chronological order. So it's the NHL Stanley Cup Finals that starts tonight, NBA Finals tomorrow. Which are you more likely to watch? A, the Panthers-Oilers. B, the Pacers-Thunder. Panthers-Oilers, Pacers-Thunder, which are you more likely to watch? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. One thing we're going to watch, I think, for a long time here in Philadelphia is Jalen Carter wrecking teams inside. Vic Fangio talked about Jalen Carter yesterday, but he also talked about Jeremiah Trotter, senior, talking about Jalen Carter 2 days ago on WIP. Let's go back to what Trot said. He was on with Spike Ike and the Oaf. He commented on Jalen Carter. This is pretty cool. We'll play this audio, then the question, and then the answer from Vic Fangio about this audio. Here's Trot 2 days ago.
How great of a player could we be watching in Jalen Carter?
Well, we knew going into the draft he was the best player in the draft. He just dropped because he had some off-the-field issues, right? So he was, to me, he wasn't, I ain't going to say it wasn't close, but he was on most people's boards. He was the best player in the draft that year. And he fell to the Eagles at, what, 10, 11?
I think they traded up to 9.
9?
Yeah.
So there's nothing he's doing surprises me, you know. And the word is on the street, he doesn't even know how to play the position yet. I'm from some guys I talked to inside, he doesn't even know how to play the position yet. Wow. He's just playing off raw talent.
Wow.
So the sky's the limit for this kid, you know. So I'm excited about his future.
It was fun hearing Trot frame it that way, that there's so much more he can still develop, you know, probably technique-wise, if he does and when he does, he goes to an even higher level. Because let's be real, the two best this decade, this century, are Aaron Donald. Well, I was going to say J.J. Watt, but Warren Sapp was earlier this century also. There's a couple. I'd say Aaron Donald was the best this century.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt, yeah. Right?
Except when he played the Eagles.
Yeah, he would get handled. No, he would. Kelsey and the guards consistently handled Aaron Donald, which was wild. But Aaron Donald is a high-level Hall of Famer. Hasn't gotten there yet, but will in about 3 years, 4 years. Listen, this Jalen Carter's got a chance, and we saw his impact last year. We saw it. I'll be honest, he may be the best player on the team. For all the talk, all the times I say Saquon, like Jalen Carter could be the best player on the team. He's really amazing. So Vic Fangio was asked about that exchange yesterday by KYW's Dave Uram, talking about what Trout said on WIP. Let's listen to Fangio's answer.
In terms of Jalen Carter, year three, Jeremiah Trotter Sr. said on WIP yesterday that he's been hearing from some folks that Jalen doesn't even know how to play the position yet. It was in a complimentary fashion, in a sense to say that he doesn't even know how to play the position yet. Sky's the limit. What's your thoughts on that?
I agree with the, you know, with the point he's trying to make. I do think Jalen, the good news about Jalen is twofold. One, he played very well for us last year. And two, he can still improve a lot.
John, do you think he's already better than Fletcher Cox ever was?
Oh, no. Man, I can't say that.
Okay, but maybe, because I think it's a maybe. I think it's a maybe. I think he might be better than Prime Fletcher was.
I think it's easy for us to forget how dominant Fletcher Cox was. The Super Bowl, 2017 Super Bowl season, go back that year, the year before that.
I know.
Fletcher Cox was unstoppable.
He was
Fletcher
phenomenal.
Cox's bull rush, no one had any answers. Everyone had to account for him with at least two. There's just no choice.
There's no doubt about it.
So that is, I can't give it
okay,
to
you're
him
not
yet.
There yet.
But
fair
man,
enough.
He's got every gift imaginable, and he is going to, if he stays focused, this guy can do amazing things that no one has seen before.
Yeah, pretty cool. Really is. Let's get a lot of calls in here. Talk to Dan in Philadelphia. Dan, good morning.
Morning, crew. How are we?
Great, Dan.
I think if Jalen Carter keeps playing the way he does, he's going to be better than Fletcher Cox.
No, that's not. I think
that's
he's
not a question,
Dan. I think he's going to go past Fletcher Cox. The question is, has he already? Was the question?
I don't. I mean, anything could happen. I think he's a little too young, but yeah, continuation. Yeah, absolutely. I brought up the Phillies to James. What are the odds? I know it's pretty low, but. What are the odds of maybe trying to move Nola instead of Ranger?
Possible.
Ranger?
Pretty low, but possible.
I just think it's hard to get. Like, what are you getting for Nola?
Because of that contract.
Yeah, exactly.
And how much of the money do you have to eat?
You'd be trading him at a low point with a horrible contract. Yeah, you'd have to eat a ton of money to get anything back.
It just seems.
But wouldn't you then?
Well, actually, before we go any further, but hold on real quick. Before we go any further, is he a 5-10 guy? Has he been in baseball for 10 years?
Oh, great question. Yeah.
He probably can't be traded.
I think he's a 5-10 guy. You can't trade him without his consent.
Consent.
So, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because 2014, I think, was his rookie year.
I think so,
great call, Joe. Yeah, he's a 10-5 guy.
And,
yeah.
Dan, that's why I'm the hammer. Just, you know.
That's Joe, listen. That's
you got annoyed with me when I brought that up, and for the love of the game, you're like, oh, okay.
Eagles defense, I think it's going to be a slow grind to get it back to what it was, but I think eventually, hopefully by midseason, it'll be somewhat resemblance of last year's defense. There are some new starters, some new players into the system, so I guess if anybody can do it, it's Vic Fangio, considering what he did last year. And listening to him yesterday, I love his brutal honesty. Like, there's no shade in there. You know what I mean? Like, he tells it a lot, and I appreciate that. I hate trying to decipher things that people are saying instead of just coming out and saying it. The only thing he didn't say was, which I found interesting, was I can never remember his name.
The question he ducked about how Jordan Davis got in better shape as the season
Jordan
went on.
Davis.
That was interesting.
And he just said, "I'm just." That's the question I'm going to duck.
So yep.
Something happened, and he probably straightened him out. But whatever happened was good, and he said he's in the best shape of his life.
It doesn't seem to be a huge, huge fan.
No.
He was expressing some distaste for the way it all went down. But he did say, hey, at the end of the last season, when he started getting his weight where we wanted it to be, he started practicing better. He started feeling better about the way he was practicing. And then that translated into better performances on game day.
It was interesting.
Really reserved.
Yeah. Dan, it was interesting that, because we've now heard, you know, over 1 year worth of Vic Fangio press conferences. You know, I guess a year and 2 months, something like that, three months.
Very little filter.
It's the first time I remember him saying, like, I'm not going to answer a question.
But he answered it by saying that.
Right.
But yeah,
right.
He kept it real by saying, I'm just going to duck that question.
Yeah, he specifically used the word duck.
Basically, he should have been in better shape by now, but now he is, you know. And right. I don't believe he had nothing to do with it. I'm sure he spoke to Howie about it.
Well, Jordan Davis spoke yesterday, too, but not at the podium. He spoke kind of like unofficially out or more casually outside. And he said, I don't know if this was a directive or not, but he kind of wanted to get himself in shape. He felt like he was getting a little too big. He said, quote, I wanted to like look or feel sexier. And he got into Peloton, he said. Mm. And that helped him really get his butt into gear towards the end of the season. And he's still doing it.
And you mean that literally, right? When you say his butt, you mean literally.
Well, look, I love Peloton too. So it certainly does help. And it gets you into shape quick.
Hey, Dan, give me an answer. Someone known for something pretty random.
How about Harry Houdini?
That's a great answer,
too.
That's
a phenomenal answer.
That's a great answer. I mean, I don't know how we're going to do this. We're going to get big answers, and that's another one, too.
He was worldwide famous at a time where, like, as a magic guy, it just doesn't seem like that was what everyone... I don't know. It just seems amazing that the world would learn of the magicians... And his
well, there's
tricks.
Also no YouTube or anything.
So that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That at that time, how in the world did he become the world's greatest magician?
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and he's still the goat.
He's the goat.
Like he's the Houdini play with Wentz. Like we name things after. It's like a verb, adjective or whatever.
He is the goat. All right, someone teach Seltzer the difference between a verb and an adjective, please.
That was absolutely
brutal. All right, 215-592-9494. Malvern Prep Zone.
Well, Houdini'd can be a verb. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Houdini'd his way out. That's what I'm talking about.
Malvern Prep's Ben Davis, who clearly knows more grammar than Seltzer. Ben will join us in studio. We'll get to that. We'll rock your calls. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
This Father's Day, give Dad something timeless. A luxury watch from Cozy Jewelers. Whether he's into classic styles or bold designs, Cozy has the perfect timepiece to match his vibe. And when you're shopping for something special, step up to the fifth C. That's Cozy. You already know cut, color, clarity, and carat, but Cozy brings it all together with unbeatable service and selection. So stop by Cozy Jewelers in Newtown Square and make this Father's Day unforgettable.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.